You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Battle Creek's Air National Guard base will have a new mission, but not the one that political leaders had hoped for. It was announced yesterday that a unit of drone aircraft has been assigned to Battle Creek. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. Let's begin by explaining why the Battle Creek Air National Guard base was looking for a new mission to begin with.
Well, I'm kind of new to the area, but I know that in recent years, the community has kind of had a rally behind the base. They've kind of been subject to possible base closure. They've always kind of been struggling for a flying mission. Right now, they have a flying mission. It's the C-21, and it was kind of told that that would have been a replacement until we've gotten either the C-27J or to the C-130. So it's been a little bit of a struggle, and they're kind of disappointed, but moving forward with what the news was yesterday.
And the news yesterday specifically is these drone aircraft. So what actually happens then at the Battle Creek Air National Guard base?
Well, there is the possibility of job losses, mostly in maintenance and in firefighting, since there won't be actual aircraft there. The drones will not be in Battle Creek. I want to clarify that. What they'll be doing is doing almost like a control station only. So while these drones are stationed overseas, they will be doing command and control, if you will, from the base.
So it's accurate to say that control of drone aircraft has been assigned to the Battle Creek Air National Guard base.
Yeah.
Probably the best way to put it. Okay. As we mentioned at the top here, there were a lot of elected leaders in Congress and at the state house level, at the city level, who would really wanted C-130 cargo planes to be assigned to the Air National Guard base at Battle Creek. Why were they pushing so hard for that?
Well, there's been a lot of work done with the base to make it as attractive to have a flying mission. They've extended the runway. They've done a lot of improvements to the base. And the reason that aircraft there, it's staff maintenance jobs and it's staff firefighting jobs. So the concern was that we're going to lose these jobs because we won't need to actually, maintain physical aircraft. And there's a concern that, if we don't have a manned flying mission, if we don't have tails on the flight line, how attractive is the base going to look in the future? Now, the base commander seems very happy and he seems very hopeful that this puts us in a good position with the drone mission, but there is that concern that, how attractive is this base going to be if we don't have actual planes there?
In fact, you begin your story with that quote from Colonel Ronald Wilson, who's the commander of the 110th Airlift Wing, saying that of any of the units, especially in Michigan, I think we are the most viable for the future. Is that because of the growth that the military has seen in the use of drone aircraft?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with, as military tries to become more technologically savvy, how can we be more efficient? There's a lot of talk of this is the way of the future and that, maybe we'll always need manned flying missions, but this might put us in the best position. There's already, they have a command and control center that helps with U.S. Air Forces in Europe and U.S. Air Forces Africa. So it almost just kind of it helps them with this. This is something, with technology they've always kind of specialized in. So, yeah, why not? It almost sounds like it would make sense with what they have going on right now.
Do you have some bottom line numbers for us on what this means for jobs at the base?
Yes, I do. This could mean a loss of, it would have employed, if the Reaper mission will employ 74 full-time and 208 total personnel, and I'm trying to look for the numbers for you right now in my story so I don't get it right or wrong. The base commander said base employment will fall by 100 to 150 over the next 3 years from its current 965 full and part-time employees, and most of the positions will be lost through retirements or attrition, or some employees may be able to move to other military bases. So right now they have 25 pilots assigned to the base, and some of them will be retrained to fly the drones from Battle Creek, or they could transfer to other places. But, also Battle Creek Unlimited, our economic development group, is saying they're going to do everything they can as well to make sure that they can stay here. So, they've got the community behind them, and they've got the base trying to work things out. But, there is that loss of the possible jobs. So.
This is a separate issue from the so-called automatic budget cuts known as the sequester. But we have about 30 seconds left, Jennifer. What are those cuts going to mean for the Battle Creek Air National Guard base as they also digest this news about a new mission?
Sure. they're already preparing for furloughs for about 120 to 130 civilian employees. They'll be laid off one day each week, beginning at the end of April, and that's the sequester. But there's also the talk of the control tower at the Kellogg Airport. That's always been a concern. So we're working on it.
All right. Jennifer, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bowman is a reporter for the Battle Creek Inquirer. You can find links with more information about the Battle Creek Air National Guard base at our website, wmuk.org.